expression eating crow comes from a short story by Rudyard Kipling, in which a man falls into a pit and can't escape. Another man, who's also trapped in the pit, stays alive by catching wild crows and eating them. But the first man refuses to eat the vile-tasting bird, saying, "I'll never eat crow." Days later, however, facing certain death, he finally does what he swore he'd never do, eat crow. Admitting our mistakes can be just as distasteful, but in Proverbs 6, Solomon said, we should just get on with it. If you've trapped yourself by your agreement and are caught by what you said, follow my advice and save yourself. Swallow your pride. Go and beg to have your name erased. Don't put it off. Do it now. Don't rest until you do. So do I need to eat crow today and admit I'm wrong? Admitting our mistakes isn't easy, but it's the right thing to do, and that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, Senior Pastor of CenterPoint, CenteringLives.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It looks like another active thunderstorm day here in the state today with partial sunshine, cloudy much of the time, with a high around 91, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, especially this afternoon and this evening. A couple of the storms could reach severe limits with damaging wind gusts. They'll fade out overnight, overnight low in the mid-70s. Tomorrow is more of a routine summer day, a sun and cloud mix, high around 92, scattered afternoon and evening storms. Sunday, closer to 94 for a high, lots of sunshine. Rain chances small, not quite zero, and better rain chances on Monday. Stay on top of the weather changes all the time with our free weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet today. Instant push notifications for severe weather alerts. Go to the App Store. Search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
In the Republican runoff for Congress, your choice is very clear. It's between lifelong Republican Martha Roby and Democrat Bobby Bright. Bright supported Barack Obama, the most liberal president America has ever had. And his very first vote in Congress was to elect Nancy Pelosi as Speaker. We all know what liberal policies she forced on us. Democrat Bobby Bright went on to vote with Pelosi 70% of the time in Congress. And he took over $300,000 in campaign contributions from Pelosi and Washington liberals. When asked about his vote for Nancy Pelosi, Bobby Bright said it was, quote, a no-brainer, and that he has no regrets. In the Republican runoff, your decision is a no-brainer. Say no to Democrat Bobby Bright, and yes to lifelong conservative Republican Martha Roby.
I'm Martha Roby, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Martha Roby for Congress.
Twinkle Cavanaugh is falsely attacking conservative outsider Will Ainsworth because Twinkle is the ultimate swamp politician, and lying to keep power is what swamp politicians do. Twinkle's been a career politician for decades. She's run for governor, lieutenant governor, treasurer, public service commissioner, everything but dog catcher. Twinkle supported the largest tax increase in Alabama history ever. And Twinkle is a longtime swamp bureaucrat and former government lobbyist for the swamp interests she now regulates. Twinkle Cavanaugh, another tax-loving lobbyist bureaucrat swamp politician Alabama can't afford. Conservative outsider Will Ainsworth is pro-life, pro-gun, 100% pro-Trump. A small businessman, not a career politician, he'll fight for the strongest immigration laws in America, arm teachers in the classroom, and drain the Montgomery swamp. Will Ainsworth for Lieutenant Governor.
Paid for by Friends of Will Ainsworth, 7520 Browns Valley Road, Dunnersville, Alabama, 75976.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it. Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle and happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living, and we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think Local. Think Guardian.
Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912-756.
Hi, I'm Cam Marston, and I'm excited to introduce my new radio show called What's Working with Cam Marston. We'll dig into the trends that are shaping today's workplace and workforce. Saturdays, 12 noon, on News Talk 93.1 FM.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
News and Views, 7 minutes after 10 o'clock.
Yeah, 84 doesn't need to be texting you, talking about me. 84, you got something to say, text me.
You say it to his face.
Damn right. Party crasher.
Or Jack's going to have to go fix his hamstring.
Yeah, you know what that's like.
Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228. By dialing 272-9228, you'll end up talking to Carolyn, who's here today generously to talk to our radio audience and help assist them in getting on the air. Today's Friday. It's a perfect day to call because on Friday, the rules are, Jack Campbell?
There ain't none,
which means you can't violate an unstated rule on the radio. So, you know, each show's a little different. They have their little unstated rules. Topics you're not supposed to bring up. You got to stay on topic. You can only call once per show, all that kind of stuff. But you don't have that problem on Friday. On Friday, anything goes. It's a free-for-all. Free-for-all Friday. Frivolous Friday. Friday fracas. Or something else.
Yeah, that too.
Could be. You look like you want to say something.
Well, I'm trying. You're accusing me of not saying anything, and then I try, and you want to butt in.
I'll be quiet.
But don't call here and say, this is the last time I'm going to talk to you, because then you get cut off.
That's true.
And we do need to reinstitute the rule about callbacks.
What about
Except for Friday,
yeah, we do need to keep it
warm. That's gotten out of hand.
Getting a little out of hand. See, old Barron's a softy in his old age. Young Barron would have chastised people and not let it happen. The older Barron gets a little soft on his underbelly.
Yeah, well.
So I'm going to tighten up.
And you're not, never mind.
Not what?
No, not you, just.
Oh. Crawdad.
Greetings, fellow earthlings.
What's going on, my friend?
It's Anything Goes Friday, so I thought I'd pull my alien on you there. You just played a little Stevie Wonder. Was that from off the album Songs in the Key of Life?
It certainly was.
And the other day when you brought your new little baby girl in the world, the first thing I thought of was a Stevie Wonder song off that very album, Isn't She Lovely?
Isn't She Lovely? That's probably the best album. It's got Sir Duke on it as well. That's a great album.
Awesome song. I hear that every time I hear that song. I just love it, man.
Yeah.
So anyway, I did want to tell you congratulations. That's fantastic. And I also thought I said something about one day I'd tell you my LOS about having a big family and how important that is.
Yeah, but you've not done that yet.
Well, I will if you give me a moment.
Okay, go ahead.
Can I do that?
Hey, I'm waiting.
Okay, my granddad came from a very large family. I think there were 7 of them. There was a family photo of the family all in the big car together. It was one of those giant open model something Ford cars. And he was born in 1911. And so all the other siblings that were a little older than him, of course, you know, predated that somewhat. I think the oldest one at that time was probably 7 or 8 years older than he was. They stuck together and helped each other all into their old age. Anytime one got in a little trouble or money or whatever, they were all there together, all looked after each other. And when they went to school, the other ones would chip in and help the younger one going to school at Auburn. They all went to Auburn, all graduated, went off and did things, some of them teaching, some of them engineering. And I look at that as a model. That's what family does. Family takes care of family, and they were a big, important thing to me. I was the only kid in this entire family that was born disabled. And they all looked after me all those years until they were up into their 80s and 90s. So I just wanted to say that anybody that gives you any grief about having a large family, just tell them that's okay. When they get a little bigger, you'll go around and visit them. Was I talking to myself?
Yeah,
we're listening.
Soaking that in.
Well, that's all I had to say.
Well, you've done a good job, as usual.
You didn't chastise me for anything. I was kind of wondering when
it's Friday. This is a chastisement-free zone.
Well,
the only thing that'll get you chastised on a Friday. Now, the rules are there are no rules. There ain't nairn. You can call and talk about whatever you want to. But if you attack the host in a personal capacity,
I'd never do that.
Then you will always get chastised.
I would never, ever do that.
Yeah. And then you're
but
safe.
Again, congratulations
thank
on
you,
girl, buddy.
Yeah, thank you.
Y'all appreciate take
it. All right. Have a good weekend, Crawdad.
Yeah, 11:13 a.m. Wednesday, June 20th. Little Mary Helen Coleman comes into the world. A cute little gal. My wife just sent a picture of her a minute ago. It's real cute. I'm a little biased. I got it. I'm a little biased.
And you're so sentimental on top of that.
So, happens. Randall.
Good morning, fellas.
Morning, sir.
Hey, Randall.
Yeah. It ain't called chastising. Oh, you know, that's called defending yourself on, you know what I mean, on Friday. So.
Yeah.
Any day. If you attack anybody on any day, that ain't chastising. That's defending yourself.
Yeah, I hear you.
I mean, you got 7 kids. You got to teach that to them.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, can I need to teach the fence class. Not just play. Oh, man, crap. See, that's why I shouldn't call in on Friday, because I forgot why I was calling. But anyway, Jake, man, good to hear from you. Good to hear your voice. 84 in a year?
No, thankfully.
Hello. All right. Well, I love y'all.
Well, we appreciate
it. Randall, if you...
You just called to see if 84 was here yet? Don't you think you would hear 84 if he
no,
was here?
No, he forgot.
Well, no, I called a while ago, and then the darn app was talking over top of y'all. I was on hold, and the app was on at the same time. So I was like, oh, my God. So that's why I hung up the first time. And then I thought I heard you say something about we got to change the rules about calling in during the week on Friday or something. Did I hear that?
Well, Jack is reinstituting the original rule, which was Monday through Thursday is limited to one call per show.
Well, man, it sounded like you was begging for somebody to call in.
Yesterday I was, because I'd had a child the day before and had no show prep done at all.
I was hoping that I would talk so that it would be so stupid that people would call in and be like, hey, come on now. You know, I mean, but you couldn't even get nobody. I was just trying to get folks to call in. That's all. That's all, bro. I mean, it wasn't to make Jack mad. Jack, I wouldn't call in so damn much if you give me your phone number where I can text you and tell you how I really feel about you. I mean, you know, I told you to give it to Baron.
Baron is welcome to give you my cell phone number.
I'm not going to text you and ask him for it.
No, but Baron, you can give Randall my cell phone.
I'm going to do it in mere moments.
Is it extra large magnum? Do I need Brian Jack or just regular?
What are you talking about?
Well, he's just giving me his number, brother.
Not that kind of giving the number away.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't know what you're planning to do with this old number, but
I thought we were going to meet at Lucky 7. that's exactly the text you're about to get. So hurry up and give me a number.
All right.
Yeah, well, I'm not into Asians. Man or woman. Okay.
Chicken man.
Well, Jack, are you into rubber chicken?
Depends on how big the rubber chicken is.
Gee, I don't know.
Well, I'm on the off-the-wall topic. Correct me if I'm wrong. My cousin asked me a couple of days ago, what's the difference with a liberal and a conservative? I used gas supplies as an analogy. I told her that a liberal will not worry about the fuel supply, and a conservative will worry that the supply will run out and look for, you know, the ways to raise more supplies. Was I right or wrong?
I couldn't follow it, to be honest with you. A liberal what? Is not worried about supplies. I heard that. A conservative what?
Well, a conservative would worry about the supplies, you know, running out, and would look for other ways to improve it.
I'm not following why you're saying that. Maybe you can explain it and it'll help me.
Well, like I said, my cousin asked me. She was concerned. She was wanting to know what was the difference between a liberal and a conservative. You know, somebody far left or you know, the far right.
Yeah.
You know, and she just wanted to know the difference, you know, in the politics of why somebody's liberal and why somebody's conservative.
Yeah, I would just say a conservative prioritizes the autonomy of the individual over the collective needs of the state, and mm-hmm. a liberal prioritizes the collective needs of the state over the autonomy of the individual. Now, that's not to say there's not some blending in on different issues, but I think overall, if you look at what's best for the whole as opposed to what's best for the individual first, if that's your primary purpose, then you're probably a liberal or lean liberal. If you concern yourself more with the autonomy of the individual and you're worried about the sanctity of the individual's decision-making process and the ability to make his own way in life, and even if that's at times harmful to the whole, you probably lean conservative. Each of us, though, Chicken Man, if we're honest with ourselves, each of us have some liberal tendencies where we believe in the collective good of the whole, and all of us have some individualism in us where we believe in the sanctity and the autonomy of the individual. Nobody's perfect one way or the other, but generally speaking, that's the good litmus test. Which do you prioritize, the individual or the collective? And which way you lean probably says a lot about how you vote and the way you look at life.
But sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Right, have a good weekend.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it. Larry G, hang tight. I love a Larry G call, and I don't want to have to bring you on when I only have 15 seconds left to get to a break. That would be unfair of me. So if you'll hang tight, I'll give you all the time you need. It'll be like a two-lane comfort cruise. Anybody know where that came from, that phrase? Two-lane comfort cruise? Jack? Two-lane comfort cruise?
No.
If you know where Tulane Comfort Cruise comes from, call in. I'll give you a pack of crackers or something. This is your big debut. It's like a dream come true. So won't you smile for Kim? I know they're gonna love it.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. If you've ever thought of getting your real estate license, or if you need continuing education credits to keep your license, we have courses starting now designed for you. Live classes conducted by me with lots of participation and activity, loads of handouts, real-life examples by an active broker and salesperson will help you understand the ins and outs of the real estate business. With 40 years of experience in selling, listing, closing, and managing rental property, you will receive clear instruction of property law, pricing property appraisals, and agency law. We will teach investment strategies, property management systems, and ways to profit from this business. Learn through great examples, in-depth materials, and an easy-to-find office in East Chase. We take credit cards, and online classes are available as well. Call Bo Goodson Real Estate School at 551-0225 or email me, bogoodson@charter.net.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway in front of Toys R Us.
Would you pay $18 for a loaf of bread? Crazy, right? But many people are paying much more than they should with their high-interest credit card debt, more than 17% APR. Now there's a way to lower that rate and save money with Lightstream. With Lightstream, you can consolidate your credit card debt into one low-interest loan and pay as little as 5.89% APR with AutoPay. Plus, right now, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to Lightstream.com/news. You could save hundreds to thousands of dollars in interest. And with Lightstream's Rate Beat program, you'll get the most competitive rate because Lightstream will beat any lender's qualifying rate. With Lightstream's Rate Beat program, there's no reason to shop around. You know you're getting the most competitive rate and your very best savings. Apply today at Lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's Lightstream.com/news. Lightstream.com/news. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Available only when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com for important information about our rate beat program, same day funding, and limits on Lightstream loans.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Randall, I haven't given him your number yet. Too many people have texted me concerned about the Magnum comment.
Oh, boy. What'd I miss?
Well, you missed Radio Gold is what you missed.
Dang. Lord.
Jack, do you care to explain?
Yeah, please. Don't.
I don't know what the hell he was talking about. He called in. He said, oh, I forgot why I called in. And then he said, if you ever gave me your number, I said, all right, Baron, get my number.
And then he said, something should I bring XL Magnum. Magnums or what?
And I don't know if he was talking about beer or condoms. Or I really don't need either. You know, you got to have a reason to use something, you know?
Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228.
It sounds like riding a bike. You never forget how, but hell, I don't believe my pedals work. Certainly not the handlebars.
I don't know what body part refers to each one.
I don't either. Don't even try to guess.
Which ones are the
pedals? How about the ball bearings, okay? How's that? Y'all know that? Or the sprocket.
Randall, do you see what you've caused? I was supposed to do a spot and I can't do it now. So I'm going to talk to Larry
Good
G.
God almighty.
Larry.
Good morning, friends. Good morning.
Good morning, Larry G. You're on the air with Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman, as always.
And, yeah, as always. You guys are having so much fun, man. It's like it should be illegal. But listen, let me touch on this here with you.
Christy joins us on phone.
Baron.
Yeah,
and Jack, feel free to jump in if you like, and top of the hour to the young lady answered the phone. She seemed like she's a nice person.
You seem like a nice person, Carolyn. According to Larry G.
Let's Baron and Larry G have a little, maybe 5 or 3 minutes to talk, you know. I don't talk at all, and neither do you. So the bottom line is simple. I suspect that the state of Pennsylvania have that if you're fleeing, they can shoot. Because the cop that did the shooting, do you think he would be that stupid to put a couple of slugs in a guy's back and drop him if that law was not in effect?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, I'm talking about the case that went over in Pittsburgh the other night where the young 17-year-old was shot. Mm. I'm amazed. You haven't heard nothing about this, Baron, and you're a lawyer, and you on the internet and all this good stuff, man?
Oh, man.
Are you kidding me?
I haven't heard anything about it, Larry G. I'm guessing this is a racially divisive issue that the outrage machine is trying to get stirred up? Is that why you're calling?
No. Race ain't got a damn thing to do with the deal. It was a 17-year-old kid. Some cops are...
What color was the kid?
Well, it doesn't matter.
It does matter. Because you wouldn't know about it if he was white, I promise.
Baron, it doesn't matter.
Larry G., if it was a white man shot and killed by the police, you wouldn't give a damn and you wouldn't be calling me bitching about it. Whoa. Can't cuss on there.
Oh, my gosh. I'm not sure what
did you walk into, Christy?
I don't know about this. I will say that I heard about this the very first time on Dan Morris's show yesterday.
I hadn't heard about
it.
But it's true. He would not have been calling in if it was a white man shot and killed by the police. You know why I know that? Because more white people get shot and killed by the police than black people, and I've never heard Larry call and talk about it. But every time he calls to talk about it, is a black person injured or killed by police. That's the only time he calls. I can only conclude he either doesn't give a damn about white people or the only reason he calls is because it's black people. Sweet D.
Baron.
Sweet D.
So I think that reference came from Seinfeld.
That's exactly what it came from, the Tulane Comfort Cruise. How did you know that?
Because I saw it like a week ago. And I saw it like 20 years ago.
Well.
But it was on rerun like a week ago. It was really cool.
Well, it's you're exactly right. Now I owe you a pack of crackers.
I need my crackers. Anyway, I called with a public service announcement today.
Uh-huh. Yeah?
Reiterate.
Who said that?
I hear people say it all the time.
Reiterate.
I'm like, what are you talking about? The word is reiterate. Okay. And then we have Marine Corps. It's core, the P is silent, people. Please stop saying the P. And my last one is Realtor. It's Realtor, not Realtor. And that's just my pet peeve for today. Please get those three words right.
Sweet D, you have figured it out.
And I won't have to gouge my ears out.
This is why Friday exists.
Do you feel better now, D? That you got
I feel
all that
so much
off your
better
chest.
Because I hate when people try to make a point with me, and then they go, and I reiterate. I'm going, what are you doing? Yeah, I don't understand your argument right now. But anyway, there's one more. I can't think of it right now. But I'll call back since it's Friday and see if I can match up with Randall today.
There you go, Dee.
I'm really sad I missed a phone call with Randall.
Appreciate it. Maybe I'll play it.
I wouldn't be.
Maybe I'll play it during the 11 o'clock hour.
I heard that coming in.
Once the 11 o'clock hour comes, the 10 o'clock hour will be available and I can play it. And maybe I'll play it. Can you tell me your thoughts on what happened?
Not on air. I mean, I can tell you when we go to break.
You know, sometimes during a break, I'll text somebody. I'll pick up a phone. I'll be texting. I'll be talking. And what the caller is saying is...
Now, who would be rude enough to try to text you in the middle of you doing a show? Who would do something like that?
I'll give you one guess. Guess a number between 83 and 85. Trey, you're on the air.
Hey, man, I was just calling to get that pack of crackers. I knew it was Kramer.
Ah, man, let me tell you, the episode was called The Pothole. It's one of my favorite Seinfeld episodes.
Did you open off gold, a pack of crackers for this right answer?
I did. Now, Sweet D, I have to give her a pack of crackers. I got to go downstairs into the vending machine and get a 60-cent pack of crackers for Sweet D.
Hey, what's cool is I've actually met the real Kramer. He does that reality bus tour in New York.
You're right. What's his real name?
Kenny Kramer. Right.
And Larry David based the character off of him?
Yep, he sure did. Living right across the hall. And he's wild, too.
I bet.
But we went to the restaurant, took a picture there. I mean, it was all kind of stuff. It was just like the episode. It was $57.50, and he got a Snickers bar, and he got to go back to his apartment.
You said something that reminded me. Other than the main four characters... Which character has appeared in the most Seinfeld episodes?
Besides the four.
Newman, wasn't it?
It was not Newman. Yeah, Newman was the sixth most appearances.
Huh.
There was a character who appeared more than Newman.
And it
deals with the restaurant you just said. It was the checkout lady at the restaurant.
Oh, yes. They said she's the only person that has been in every single episode. George had not been in one episode. But she had been in every single one of them.
Yeah, I think Elaine wasn't in the second.
I don't think she was
right.
In the pilot.
She wasn't in the pilot. Yeah. That's what it is. She wasn't in the pilot. But
yeah.
Yep.
So there's your Seinfeld trivia for the day. I was supposed to be giving Teddy facts, not Seinfeld facts.
Not a huge, huge hey, Seinfeld person. I kind of missed. I liked the show. But I missed, that's when I was raising youngins, going to school at night and working. That's back when I used to work. I worked like
20
hours a day. And so I didn't watch it, you know, live every Thursday.
Yeah.
And my wife, for some reason, my wife hates Seinfeld, cannot stand it. Will not allow it to be played on televisions in our house.
She's never coming to my house again. that's a sign of psychosis.
She
mental
said,
instability.
I asked her about that, and she said that if for some reason she had seen an interview with someone who was an extra on one of the episodes, and they just dog cussed all the entire cast, said they were just the most rude, inconsiderate, ugly, angry, mean people, and was just talking so bad about it, and it turned Lauren off so bad. She just...
They're from New York. What do you expect?
She can't even watch it. And
they're
I'm
from
like,
New York.
Woman.
Hey, look, if you want nice, go to New Look Decorating, talk to Brett Lanham and Brian Carr. You want funny, you watch Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Well, you want funny and nice. Brett Lanham's pretty funny, too. Get by New Look Decorating when you get a chance. They're on the Atlanta Highway, right where Bell Road dead ends into it. There's a Goo Goo Car Wash right there. That's
Do they
where
happen
New Look
to sell
Decorating
paint
is.
Over there?
They sell Benjamin Moore paint. They don't just sell paint.
Not
the
just
answer to your
any
question,
paint.
The answer to your question is no. They don't sell paint. They sell Benjamin Moore paint.
Real paint.
Benjamin Moore paint is that luxury. You know, like if someone drives a Ferrari, you don't say, oh, you drive a car? No, you drive a Ferrari.
Exactly.
If you're at New Look Decorating, you're looking at Benjamin Moore paint. You're looking at Brett Lanham and Brian Carr at Benjamin Moore New Look Decorating. These guys can color match anything. I love the story he tells where they color matched a stick with moss on it. That, my friends, is talent. Nailed it. And they're going to keep your stuff on file forever. They have pressure washer rentals. They have designers on staff you can use. Life is good when you go by New Look Decorating. Life is good. They got paints in all price points. So don't... Just get by there. Talk to them. Talk to their decorators. Talk to their designers. And talk to Brett Lanham and Brian Carr. You'll be squared away at once. New Look Decorating on the Atlanta Highway. We'll be back. Got a full house.
In our time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is in the building. Little Bull is on the shelves. I have had some. I've tried it. It is outstanding.
Yes, it is, Bubba. It's a great new seasoning we've come out with. But you know what? We've also got those great Vertigo hot sauce, the Bearded Pickles, Alabama Sunshine products. We've got a lot of great products that are locally made, made in Alabama, and that's what we're about. If that's not what you're looking for, we've got great gifts. People come in every day and see all the new gifts we have, from the towels, the totes, the jewelry, the cover-ups, beach bags. We've got it all at Tucker Pecan, and we also have the finest and freshest candies and pecans you will find anywhere, made fresh daily at Tucker Pecan. And with all this hot weather we've got now, come down and get you an ice cream cone dipped specially for you at Tucker Pecan Company.
And where are you located, sir?
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. Or you can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
The President of the United States.
Just as I promised the American people from this podium 11 months ago, we enacted the biggest tax cuts and reforms in American history.
When President Trump promised tax cuts, Twinkle Kavanaugh promised that those savings would go back into the pockets of hardworking Alabamians. And both Trump and Twinkle lived up to their promises. Just weeks ago, Twinkle Kavanaugh, as head of the Public Service Commission, led the effort to return $337 million of the Trump tax cuts to electricity customers in Alabama. That's more than $300 million Twinkle Kavanaugh ordered the big utilities to return to hardworking Alabamians. And under Twinkle, the price of natural gas for our homes hit its lowest mark in a decade, putting money back in the pockets of Alabama families, keeping her promise to turn Christian values into conservative government. Twinkle Kavanaugh for Lieutenant Governor.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama. Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing. A new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Headley is your trusted source for quality metal buildings. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It looks like another active thunderstorm day here in the state today with partial sunshine, cloudy much of the time with a high around 91, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, especially this afternoon and this evening. A couple of the storms could reach severe limits with damaging wind gusts. They'll fade out overnight, overnight low in the mid-70s. Tomorrow is more of a routine summer day, a sun and cloud mix, high around 92, scattered afternoon and evening storms. Sunday, closer to 94 for a high, lots of sunshine. Rain chances small, not quite zero, and better rain chances on Monday. Stay on top of the weather changes all the time with our free weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet today. Instant push notifications for severe weather alerts. Go to the App Store. Search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
We'll be right back.
7 minutes after 10 o'clock. Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman here with you every day. Jack 84 sings the music into the microphones from time to time.
I cut it off.
Christy joins us on a Friday. Got a little round table, Campbell.
Yeah.
It's a perfect time for me to tell you, though, what's going on at lunch over at Midtown Pizza
Kitchen. I wish you would.
Holy mackerel. Sauteed.
Not having mackerel.
No, it's shrimp. Sauteed shrimp.
Well, it is Friday. You know how them Catholics
well,
are.
Well, that's what I was just saying at the break.
We already had this whole discussion before. Hey, you were late.
You non-Catholics are outnumbered in this room. Sauteed shrimp with sun-dried tomato pesto in a garlic cream sauce over linguine. If you've never had their sun-dried tomato pesto in the garlic cream sauce, stop everything you're doing and make plans to go to Midtown Pizza Kitchen for lunch or dinner today or get there over the weekend.
That does sound good.
Oh, my gosh. It is the most amazing dish. I love it. It's absolutely wonderful. It's a rare special. They only offer it a few times a year. This is the time to get over there.
They should put that on the menu.
Last time they had it, I said that. And you guys know how I feel about chicken. And I ate a chicken dish three times that week in order to have the sun-dried tomato pesto and a garlic cream sauce.
He ate chicken earlier this week, actually, but he's not telling you.
That is true. I ate Chick-fil-A earlier this week.
It's only because it was free, though.
It was free.
So that explains it.
What you learned is, I don't like chicken, but I'm also cheap, and sometimes cheap outweighs chicken.
Always.
Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228. But get by Midtown Pizza Kitchen. That special is absolutely
dynamite.
Dynamite.
I figured
oh my
you
gosh.
Was gonna say
good
that.
Word.
How did you know I was dynamite?
I don't know. I hadn't heard that word.
Did you
in
know
a while.
I was going to say it in mere moments?
Actually, I did. Drink. I assume.
There was a drinking game for this show. If I said dynamite or mere moments or any other little throwaway phrase,
I can't even remember. We had them all written down at some point.
Yeah. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228.
Oh, every time Randall called in, you had to do a keg stand.
That's true.
Randall, who is he? Or a. Okay, I'm getting Rusty mixed up with Randall now.
No, don't get
That's
Rusty
bad.
Mixed
no,
up with
don't
Randall.
No, don't do that. Don't do that.
Rusty not, and Randall, we same. Apologize.
Not the same.
We won't let that happen again. Mark.
Hey, since you're wanting to do your TED Facts, I figured I'd chime in with one. Since,
okay, yeah, Teddy Facts. Yes, I love Teddy Facts.
Yes. You know how every president adds something to the White House? You know he added a gym, practiced boxing, and he actually went during the opening of Japan sent a martial arts master to help teach him to learn martial arts.
That is a good Teddy fact. If you're going to do Teddy facts, you got to do them like Mike Mark just did. That's a strong Teddy fact.
Exactly. And I know you're a fan of podcasts. Do you listen to History on Fire?
No, I don't even know if I've heard of it. I thought you were going to say Hardcore History.
No, it's Daniele Borelli. He's an Italian historian, and he has a three-part series on Teddy Roosevelt.
What? Really?
Yep. Was it like 3 or 4 weeks ago when you started this and I called in?
Yeah. Hang on. I'm trying to find it here.
Yep.
Danielle, what's his last name?
What? It's Italian. For the life of me.
All right, so just look up History on Fire.
History on Fire. It was like the 2014 or 2015 iTunes podcast of the year.
Danielle Borelli. And this is about Teddy.
If you look under the available episodes, it's towards
oh,
the
I
bottom.
See. Yeah, I gotcha. Yep, man, you've really brought something to the program today. If I had another pack of crackers, I'd give it to you. Except
he
calls him Ted Roosevelt. Who calls him Ted? It's Theodore or Teddy?
An Italian.
They named a bear after him. Come
That's
on,
a good
man.
Point. Exactly. Hey, I appreciate your call, Mark. Thanks.
Have a good weekend.
This is what Fridays are for.
Do you have a fascination with Teddy Roosevelt?
Yes.
I did not know this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's
you must not be everybody.
I am not everybody.
I'm not part of everybody.
Because everybody listens, and if you don't know the man crush that Baron Coleman has on Teddy
I had
Roosevelt.
No idea.
Oh my God.
Huh.
Teddy Roosevelt's the manliest man to ever occupy the presidency of the United States.
That is the other only rule on Friday. If you call in and criticize Teddy Roosevelt, you're going to get chastised and cut off.
There will be chastisement. Let's see here. 272-9228. Speak of the devil when he calls.
No. Hey, well, I'm going to tell you. I bet you y'all got the air conditioner turned so far down because that thing sitting right there across from you, the devil probably wants it down to make it harder. So
you talking about Jack Campbell again?
Yeah, I'm talking about Jack Campbell. I tell you what, I do this. There's a message embedded in what I said. And if I can figure it out,
a message embedded in what you said?
Yeah.
I don't think it was embedded. I think you just said what it was.
Baron, you got to think way deeper than that, brother. I promise. You got to think way deeper than that.
I don't think I want to think deep about your phone call. Certainly not deeper.
Hey, but since we can talk about anything, man, the other night I was coon hunting and the daggone Black Panther got on these persimmons. And when it came out, it was a jelly type.
It was a Mayhaw jelly?
It was a Mayhaw jelly. Yeah. I ain't never saw such in my life.
Probably wrapped it all up with a Confederate flag as they talked about gay marriage, right?
And hung it on the Confederate monument.
That's exactly right.
And can figure that, you know.
And that was right by the walking trails out at.
Yeah. Like, now, those are always on topic.
But have you seen
the new ones? Speaking of walking trails, have you seen what they're doing out there?
Mm-mm.
Oh, my God. God.
Pike Road, I try not to drive around it.
I was coming home. I had a call out in Matthews and was coming back through Wallahatchie Road,
yeah,
where there's like a house every mile.
Yeah.
They're building a walking trail all the way down that damn thing.
It's a gravel sidewalk. It's not a rocking trail.
I mean, you're talking...
It's a gravel sidewalk.
No, I mean, to be serious about it, I mean, that is... tens and hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Oh, it's millions.
To put it in.
In gravel sidewalks, yeah.
To maintain them, because you have to cut that. You can't bush hog the grass.
The county can't
go out there and keep the right-of-ways cut.
Yeah.
That is absolutely asinine.
I've been talking about it for 4 years on the program. Hey, Randall, thanks for your call. 272-9228. Hollis, Charles.
Yes, sir. Was it all right if I called back after y'all hung up on me?
Well, I hung up on you because you said you were never going to talk to me again, and I figured if you were never going to speak another word to me...
I wasn't speaking of you. I was speaking of your... Never mind. I wasn't talking about you that time.
Were you talking about me, Charles?
I was talking about Jack in the Box.
All right. Why are you mad at me?
Anyway, this is what I need. I need Willie Chi-Chi. I need Rocco. I need Al Neary. And I need Vincent Mancini.
Well, if I knew where the hell any of them were, I'd send them right to you.
Because it's time for a Wednesday evening hit.
Okay. Go ahead. Keep going. The pauses are too long. This is radio. This isn't television. We can't see anything when you pause.
Y'all don't understand what I'm talking about.
The people that
I call out, they all hit me in on The Godfather for Michael.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Vincent Mancini was Sonny's son.
Okay.
All right. Where are we going with this?
It's time for a hit. It's time for a Wednesday evening hit.
On who, Charles?
On those so-called nights of Bobby Bryant.
Got Jack all choked up.
No,
it's good. And Mo, anyway, from the heart of Dixie. I'm not going to say it.
You can. You can say it.
Anyway,
Go ahead.
No, I was born and raised in St. Jude. I'm honorable and respectable. From the heart of Dixie. Trump on, people.
Trump on, Charles.
Played the Godfather theme for him. Talking about
who does he dislike more, Bobby or John Knight?
That's a tough one. I think John Knight.
John Knight. But I think the only reason he dislikes Bobby is because Bobby doesn't hate John Knight.
That's probably right.
Is your name Deeker? Decker?
Decker.
What's on your mind, my friend?
Well, I was going to talk about that stuff that's going on up there in Washington.
Okay.
With Trump and everything.
Perfect day to do.
My opinion, that's just a attorney feeding frenzy. I'm talking about there's just a bunch of sharks that's just trying to get money any way they can. And if you just look through it, just about ever, just name any of them, their attorneys. And they sure are hurting your name, Baron.
Well, the problem with attorneys, it's the 99% that give the rest of us a bad name.
Well, there's a few good ones. I know a lot of attorneys, but I'm telling you, that bunch up there, every one of them are just absolute crooks.
Okay.
Well, and they're just passing that money, our money.
Yeah.
Our money from hand to hand and getting more and more of it. And uh-huh. All the players, just about in the whole thing, are attorneys except for Trump. And they've just figured out a way to separate us from our money, and they're doing it.
All right, we appreciate your call, Deckard. Thanks for hanging on and sharing that with us. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. Our friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage, Kim Williams and Alabama Home Mortgage, doing their best to save our audience millions and millions of dollars each and every, well, all the time. I mean, it's like an ongoing, constant deal. It's Alabama Home Mortgage is just incredible. If you've not had the opportunity to talk to Kim Williams on the phone, pick up the phone and call her. 567-4223. 567-4223. You can even just stop in. She's over there on Peace Church Road, 84. Stopped in on her before. She'll give you a soda and sit down and chat. You can do it the old-fashioned way over a handshake.
She'll even dance with you.
Yeah.
Or at least me. She
I was going to say, oh, yeah? Go on.
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to hear about this.
Okay. You should have been there.
Check her out on the web.
She dances wild, too.
ALAHomeMortgage.com. ALAHomeMortgage.com. You can fill your entire mortgage application out there. Houses are going fast. Don't wait until you find a house to call Kim Williams. Call her, get pre-approved, and then go find a house. 567-4223. NMLS number 1586368. She's in Equal Housing Lender. More Jack Campbell, more Baron Coleman, more 84, more Christie on a Friday right after this. You take my hand in yours. You lean in and your lips taste like sangria. Your lips taste like sangria.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
They're strong, and then there's Mom Strong. So now that she needs care after her surgery, it's my turn to be strong for her. And it's good to know there's help.
If you have questions about rehabilitation, home health, or care after a hospital stay, call 1-866-KINDRED, and a registered nurse can walk you through the care options that best fit your needs. Kindred Services can provide you with nursing, therapy, medication management, and more. See how Kindred can help. Call 1-866-KINDRED.
Better prices, bigger savings. Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville has it all. This week, get up to $12,000 in total savings off new 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorns in stock. Or during the Jeep Celebration event, get up to $6,000 in total savings off new 2017 Jeep Wranglers in stock. Plus, all trade-ins are welcome in any condition, even high mileage and damaged vehicles. And with a job bringing home $350 weekly, we can get almost anyone approved. All trade-ins are welcome. Quick, easy credit approval. Up to $12,000 in total savings off new 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorns in stock. Up to $6,000 in total savings off new 2017 Jeep Wranglers in stock. Only at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery and Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville, or online at Brubaker.com.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
Must finance through Chrysler Capital. Stock numbers R8040 and J7371, plus tax, tag, title, doc, and destination fees. All rebates and incentives to dealer. Negative equity refinanced. Offers don't combine.
Now that summer is in full swing, Cat House Marine is having its annual summer sales event. Hello, I'm Steve Northington. Now is the time to get a great deal on a new, dependable Yamaha outboard. With several in stock, surely we've got just the right one for you. We have a great selection of Yamaha-powered Express bass and crappie boats, Express center consoles, and more. Also, luxurious veranda pontoons, all aluminum, welded construction, and top-shelf interior make veranda pontoons one of the best on the market today. Cat House Marine offers professional service on most modern-day marine engines, and same-day basic service. For professional sales and service, visit us today. Cat House Marine Incorporated, just east of I-65, exit 179, Cobbs Ford Road and Main Street in Millbrook. Call us today, 334-517-6500, or visit us on the web at cathousemarine.com. Cat House Marine in Yamaha, revs your heart.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents The World's Worst Boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Hey, Dave, can we...
please turn that down?
The music? Music helps create a more productive work environment.
But Dave, I think it depends on what kind of music you play.
Of course it does. This music helps me drown out your whining. There, that's better.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It was a Friday night. No cover, but the cover band was sounding right. And there you were, just flirty, dancing by the neon sign. To fishing in the dark, you were reeling in my heart. Now look where we are. I'm hooked on kissing you, getting.
All right, guys, welcome back into News and Views. 7 minutes till the top of the hour. Got 84 in the studio, Christy in the studio. Jack had to step out to take a call related to his run for mayor.
And, alleged run for mayor.
Well, no, it's not alleged. He's running.
Well, he hadn't announced yet.
I wear the shirt all the time, is all I'm saying.
That's right. You have a Campbell for Mayor shirt.
I wore it to the movies last weekend.
I think everyone in this room has a Campbell for Mayor shirt. You don't?
Oh, we do.
We're going to remedy that.
It's so
we're going to remedy that. Carolyn needs a Campbell for Mayor shirt. 100%.
Who needs a Campbell for Mayor shirt?
Everybody. That's what I'm talking about. Well, who listens?
Everybody.
Our number two.
Except for Kristen, apparently.
Okay, we'll get into this later.
She's on the air.
She's generally guarding the door. That's how I got in today. You notice I didn't come up until Kristen came up because she wasn't guarding, blocking the door. You know, she does that, all that CrossFit and Pilates and all that.
I do not do Pilates.
She's tough. So when I heard her that she had come up, then I could sneak in.
Did you see the look on her face? She said, I do not do Pilates.
No, I do Pilates.
Is this the body of someone who does Pilates?
I have no idea. I don't really know what Pilates is.
I only know what that means. I'm sorry. Anyone does Pilates.
Our number 272922. I don't. Pilates has like equipment, doesn't it?
I don't really know.
It's not yoga. It's not stretching.
I have no clue.
I think it's supposed to stretch your body and improve your posture and stuff like that. I think that's what Pilates is.
Well, you look stretched. Your arms are like. You're like me. You got monkey arms.
I do. Wow. I do not.
You do. Your arms are longer than they should be.
Oh.
You
what?
Have orangutan arms.
I've never heard that in my entire life. Is that good?
Yes.
They look proportionate to me.
It's great if you're a basketball
player. I've never had someone tell me I had disproportionate arms.
Well, I'm sorry.
Hmm.
Now you're going to be thinking about it for 2 weeks.
None of your other 84. Friends are honest.
The name of the show is Honesty. Let's talk about what else.
No, I don't want to get into criticizing people's physique.
I was going to say, would you like me to lay in on the deficiencies on 84?
I'll go straight to your hair.
I already told.
There, Mr. Muskrat.
What's wrong with my hair?
I already told 84. We already talked about his salt and pepper gray beard. His salt and pepper beard.
Mm-hmm. I earned every one of them gray hairs.
Well, that's good.
Well, actually, they were given to me by my children.
I don't have any gray hairs in my beard, so we'll just... Easy on the laughter there. Easy on the laughter. John DeVoe.
I thought we were factually correct as well with our intellectual honesty and philosophical consistency.
I'm doing well, John DeVoe. How are you? I'm changing the subject now that we're talking about gray hair and beards. Go ahead.
I'm doing well. I hate that.
Jack had to step out and take a call related to his run for mayor.
I'll tell you, though. How you doing?
Now, who are those other two individuals that I hear?
That's 84, who, if you listen, how often you listen?
Well, I listen every day.
Well, then you know who 84 is. Christy has joined us a couple of Fridays in a row now, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, hey, 84. Hey, Christy.
Hello.
Hey, John DeVoe.
Well, you know, I just wanted to mention, you know, this weekend, tomorrow is the Juneteenth celebration that's been sponsored by the Rosa Parks Museum.
Yeah, Juneteenth was 4 days ago. It was on Tuesday.
It was what?
Juneteenth was Tuesday. Why are they celebrating on the 23rd? That'd be June-erd.
Well, I don't know, but it's from 11 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. They'll be having their block party and Juneteenth festival, which remembers when the slaves in Galveston, Texas finally got the word that Lincoln had signed the Emancipation Proclamation and they were no longer slaves.
Yeah.
And
we talked about it on Juneteenth. That was what I opened with.
Oh, I see.
Yes. You should listen more.
And then, and at the same time, Montgomery's Gay Pride Celebration is going on from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. from Club 322. It'll start at 322 and then go to the Capitol at 600 Dexter Avenue from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And then on Sunday is the Gay Pride Street Block Party and Street Festival behind, well, at East South, which is behind the Montgomery Advertiser Building on 45 Moulton Street. From 12 to 6 p.m. And so, you know, we do want everybody to be aware of those events, and they can get more information at MontgomeryPrideUnited.org at their website. The whole itinerary of events are there.
Hey, John, and, can I tell you something? I have a gay co-host, and I don't hear anything about gay stuff until you call.
Really?
I mean, it's a little cliche. All right, thanks for your call. 272-9228 if you want to get in. Gino.
Good morning.
Good morning, Gino.
My stepmother was the oldest of 13 children. When about the sixth one came along, they asked, are you going to name this one Caboose? He says, you never seen a caboose in the middle of a train, have you? And now
Good timing, Bear. Your timing's better than Gino's.
My timing's better than his.
I have something for Rick. Is it Rick? The call yesterday, Rick. You got a guy named Rick calls in.
I mean, there could have been a caller named Rick. I don't know. I didn't write down everybody's name.
No, I know he calls everyone's name. Anyway, I forgot what his name is.
Ritz.
Now, Ritz is actually on hold right now. Would you like to talk to him? Hang on. Hey, Ritz, you're on the air with Gino.
Hey, Gino.
Hey, Ritz.
Good, buddy.
Hey, appreciate you calling in, but when you get 84 years old, I hope you can speak as well as I do. But I have no problem. I enjoy your calling. They're great. I even made up with Mr. Wonder. I mean, no, not Mr. Wonderful. Damn, going crazy.
Mr. T?
I made it
you
with,
did not make it
Mr.
with Mr. T.
I don't believe that for a second.
I promise you I did. I made it with Mr. T. We came by y'all and had a great time. I really did. Because any